Proclamation number 6093 of 30th of October, 1954. God's will and work on his servants. I truly know from eternity what serves my living creations for perfection. And since it is my aim to bring everyone to the highest possible perfection, I will influence them to achieve my aim without coercing the human being's free will. Thus everything that happens on my part is beneficial for the human being's development. Only what happens on your part can stop or even endanger this development, because I respect free will. However, everything is included in my eternal plan of salvation, and where free will is negatively active, forces are at work again which work for me and straighten out what the human being's will has bent. 10/30, 1955. I certainly have to give the human being free rein in his thinking and wanting, and therefore my counteraction must not be obvious that the human being feels compelled to change his will, for this would not be to his advantage. Yet my love and wisdom directs everything correctly. But anyone who is to fulfill a task for me and my kingdom is especially taken care of by me, since his will gives me the right to be manifestly active. And then I instruct my messengers and other worldly guides to exercise their office in particular, and then all events in the person's life approach him such that they serve his perfection. Once a person's will has decided in favor of me, he can certainly still slip into weakness at times, yet his striving will always be directed upwards. I will remain his aim until the end of his life. And therefore I will always be able to stretch my hands towards him, which he will use to lift himself up if he has fallen. For as long as he lives on earth, the opposing force is also constantly active to pull him back into the abyss, but it will not succeed because positive forces are also involved to hold the soul and protect it from falling into the abyss. For where the will has once decided for me, there my adversary has lost his power. And thus a soul's descent certainly means constant struggling which, however, is not unsuccessful, even if at times the soul is afflicted by weakness. Again and again it will be strengthened by abundant influxes of grace, and ever further it will distance itself from the enemy and turn towards me, for the soul has recognized me and will eternally keep me as its aim, and it will also reach the aim and unite with me for time and eternity. Amen.